This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, buddy. Yep.
Jeff, it was very lovely to see you at the Red Dog on Saturday. Thanks for coming out. How did your son's team end up doing?
I was just about to ask that, yeah.
It was their worst tournament ever.
Did your son play well, or was it just a bad performance by the entire team?
He did okay, but man, zeros. Didn't win a game, so.
Well, hopefully you made him walk home after that.
I'm kidding. Yeah. He rode in the back.
And hopefully you play the game Beat Migs better than your son's baseball team. Steve, now you got to get out of here.
I'm going to try to make the son feel better about losing by having his dad lose.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What is the chemical formula for water?
H2O.
Correct. Which character famously said, "Off with their heads"?
Napoleon, no. Hitler, I don't know.
No.
I pass.
What do you call the shellfish that stick to the bottom of boats?
Mussels.
No.
Barnacles.
Yes. What country exports the most mangoes?
Brazil.
No.
Chile.
No.
China.
No. With the number being more than 10, how many members are in the Seahawks Ring of Honor?
12, 13.
No.
14.
No. Symbolized by the Greek letter omega, what is the name given to the unit of electrical resistance?
AC/DC.
No.
Pass.
Whose music is featured in the musical Mamma Mia?
ABBA.
Yes. In what decade were women given the right to vote in the United States?
30s, 40s.
No.
50s.
No.
That's wrong.
You know what, Jeff? You got 3 correct, and these were a little bit tough. I feel like Quizmaster Taryn has been on a tirade lately.
I should have gone the other direction with that last one.
All good. Here comes your fierce competitor, Mr. Steve Miggs, rocking a Kraken t-shirt.
Yes, sir.
Off-season support. I like it.
Supporting Yanni Gourde.
All right, Steve.
I already have Steve on the sticker you guys gave me on his little cartoon Steve I Beat Mig sticker that I got at the party. He's just in my face cheering with his arms up.
Well, hopefully if I lose, you should peel that sticker off because you didn't earn it.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
I believe that I am.
Oh, yeah!
What is the chemical formula for water?
H2O.
It is. What character famously said, "Off with their heads"?
Is that Marie Antoinette?
No.
Oh. Character. Prince. The Queen.
Of?
England.
No.
The Queen.
Of?
Header.
No. Pass. What do you call the shellfish that stick to the bottom of boats?
Starfish?
No.
Barnacles.
Yes. What country exports the most mangoes?
I'm going to say America.
No.
Mexico.
Yes. With the number being more than 10, how many members are in the Seahawks Ring of Honor?
14?
No.
15?
Yes. Symbolized by the Greek letter omega, what is the name given to a unit of electrical resistance?
Horseshoe?
No.
Watts?
No.
Gillibats?
No. Whose music is featured in Mamma Mia?
ABBA.
Yes. In what decade were women given the right to vote in the U.S.?
Oh, crap. The 40s?
No.
The 20s?
Yes. In a P2P network, what does the P stand for?
Person.
No.
Player.
No.
Puppies.
No. Steve, you got 6 correct, and that's a win. That's 6-3.
Yeah, boy.
Next time, Jeff.
I know. Next time. Thanks for letting me play, guys.
Of course.
Take care. Another one bites the dust. Somebody just texted in. I think Dad should now walk home after that performance.
Oh, no, poor Jeff. Well, neither of you knew that off with their heads is what the Queen of Hearts says in Alice in Wonderland.
The Queen of Hearts, okay.
The Greek letter omega is the name given to the unit of electrical resistance. It's an ohm. Omega. And then a P2P network. You were pretty close. The P stands for peer.
Peer-to-peer.
Peer-to-peer
network, yeah.
Hey, if people want to check out some rad threads in the rock shop that have to do with the game Beat Migs, we have an I Beat Migs t-shirt. And whether you beat him or not, you can wear one. Go check out KISW.com. The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.